The following broadcast of Compassion Radio is from our vast archive of programming content.
If an abandoned infant appeared on your doorstep, you'd take it in, wouldn't you? And you'd care for it. Well, through our Door of Hope project, Compassion Radio has helped to rescue and care for hundreds of abandoned infants in Johannesburg, South Africa. And you made that possible through your generous financial support. What's the latest from the Door of Hope? You'll hear it today on Compassion Radio.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Perhaps the best thing in life is life itself. Second best? Saving the lives of others, especially innocent babies. It's what the Door of Hope is all about. Hello and welcome to Compassion Radio, tracking the triumphs of God all around the world. This month, we focused on the amazing and essential ministry to those hardest hit by the troubled times in South Africa, the children born to impoverished, drug-addicted, or AIDS-infected mothers. These young women, without hope, make the unthinkable decision to abandon their infants. Some of these mothers truly believe that their actions are merciful. Well, Cheryl Allen and the Berea Baptist Church of Johannesburg decided to break the chain of tragedy and are restoring hope in a most unusual way. Here's an update from Norm and his wife, Cher.
Glad to have you with us for the next half hour. Well, our focus today is our Door of Hope project, which rescues abandoned infants from garbage dumpsters, storm drains, and other intolerable locations in Johannesburg, South Africa. My wife shares with me today in the studio, and honey, there's no compassion project anywhere closer to our hearts than this one, is there?
Oh, absolutely not. This one just took our hearts, ripped them right out of our chests, and sort of stomped them on the ground. We had the incredible opportunity of being a part of this from the very beginning. A lot of our listeners will remember the story that we found out about this through an internet listener who lived in Indonesia, who was a prayer warrior. She heard the broadcast. She became one of our prayer team, and she learned about the Door of Hope through someone else that she was praying with and thought that we might be interested in it and sent the information to us. Well, we took off shortly after that to find out about the project because, of course, we always want to know, especially overseas, the truth about how things are run, how things are organized, how safe things are, how fiscally accountable people are. There's just a lot of things that we need to know because it's not just our personal money that we're investing in this. We are asking other people to invest with us, and so we have to know that are well run, that things are what they seem to be. So we went, and at that time, it was just one little tiny house connected to the church within the security walls of the church property.
Now, you say security walls. let's stress again the danger of that neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
Johannesburg is the murder capital of the world.
We had not talked about that today. And this church and this little home are in the heart of what we would call the dregs of a city, in the drug area, in the prostitution area, in the just the roughest hillbrow area of Johannesburg. But God has led these wonderful South African people to begin a church there. They minister to people from, I forget how many countries it was, 20-some countries of Africans.
That, about every country Southern Africa.
That have come to Johannesburg looking for work, and of course, most not finding it. It was supposed to be the Golden City, and it has turned into a large slum. But they have found people from countries all over Africa that are Christians, that are worshiping with them there, and because they live in this area, are reaching out to spread the gospel through this area, going into bars and on the street to places where one would not in their own power dare to go, but with Christ's power, they are reaching out to these people who've never heard the name of Jesus and have no hope other than him. And had discovered that there were 40 to 50 babies being left to die in various locations in this area every month. Cheryl Allen, she and her husband co-pastor the church there, but she is the preacher, and boy, she preach. She just said, this has to stop. So what they did was knock a hole in the wall of the security wall around the fence, around the church property,
and built an incredible bin that's sensitive to the weight of a baby so that the mother only has to, or whoever should find a child, only has to open this trap door, put a baby into it that lays in this padded, beautiful little bin, which sends off an alarm into the property and lets someone know that the baby is there. But it is totally anonymous.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the property is open for services so that the person who leaves the baby there can come to church services and see whether the baby is being taken care of. So they've had wonderful stories of rescues of the babies from other family members and even from mothers themselves that have started coming to the church just to try to get a glimpse of the baby and have become Christians through the services and have been able to take their babies back. But for those who have no rescue, they filled that tiny little house with wall-to-wall babies.
And didn't take long.
Oh, my goodness. And we were just, we were puddles of emotion in there and latched on to babies instantly and came home with this burden for a door of hope. And God was amazing. We had our full outreach at that time of our full component of stations that we had back then. And God's people reached out in love, and we were able to raise enough money to buy their first out of the heart of the city home for
now,
the babies.
Let me just make a comment about that, honey. That was an act of faith on our part. We talk about this project being close to our hearts. We just couldn't get it out of our hearts, not that we'd have wanted to.
And still haven't.
But we were so touched by what we saw, touched by the need, and also impressed by the quality of the care and the leadership there, that when we got home, knowing that they needed a facility outside this very, very dangerous inner city location where the church is, they need a suburban property to take the children. We sent the money to purchase a home out in suburbia, and we hadn't raised one penny for this project. We simply advanced the funds to buy the home, and then after the fact came to our listeners and said, "Hey, partners, we need you." And we were able to replenish the funds thanks to the generosity of our listening partners. It's really a great story, but it highlights the fact that not only do our listeners live by faith, but this ministry so often lives by faith. And if we feel that or see in our hearts that green light that says, "Go ahead," we go ahead. Honey, in those days, the number of babies that had been rescued was rather small. But we said, and if people have heard it on Compassion Radio program, this thing is going to take off. And that's exactly what happened. I am blown away by that fact.
Well, it has grown exponentially because of the fact that the city and the police are now aware of it. So it's not just the babies that come in through the bin. The police are bringing babies that are found.
They like it. They see what's going on, and they say, "This is the place to bring these babies." So that's a marvelous tribute.
Babies abandoned at hospitals are now being turned over to their care as well. So it, you know, it's not just all the little bin buzzing all the time, but it is coming from all sides. And of course, they are delighted to receive all of them. And the adoption rate has grown terrifically. They do have a couple of concerns that I'll just share with you for prayer right now. And that's that they have two or three that are approaching about 6 years of age. And as you know, the older a child gets, the harder it is to place. So when you think about Door of Hope, don't just pray for the little babies, but pray for all of the children that are desperately needing Christian homes. And we're concerned about these two or three that are really approaching an older age and need going to mean either another home, because they can't keep keeping them there with the toddlers. Either they're going to have to branch out, and they're willing to, but they're just not sure that God has opened that door for them yet, to older children, or we need to find homes for these kids.
Now, let's talk about adoption. Right from the very beginning, that was part of the plan. And I know that there are people listening to us right now who are saying, "Oh, I want to adopt. I want to adopt." And they're going to contact us, and they're going to want specific information on how they could adopt if the Lord opened the door. Share that's not possible, and it's not even a good thing as we understand it, and explain why that's true.
Well, it is possible in some cases, and if you do contact us for that information, we will send you to the specific information on the internet that will explain to you how you go about it. Unfortunately, It is not any less expensive or any easier to adopt from here than it is from anywhere else. It's the same enormous costs. It's the same waiting time. But it is easier for South African families to adopt them. But
why is it important, so important, that the vast majority of those babies remain in South Africa?
This is a generation that is being decimated.
Yeah.
Either by disease, by malnutrition and therefore not proper growth mentally and physically, by, well, you know this, what's going on in Africa. This is a generation that needs healthy, well-educated, well-brought-up Christian children to grow up into well-adjusted, intelligent adults to be leaders in this country.
Yes.
Think of what's happening across the entire continent of Africa and the generation that is just being wiped out. First of all,
the word is HIV/AIDS.
Yes, it is. And then along with that, the starvation, think of the countries where people have been refugees or displaced people in their own country for years and years. They are not getting nutritionally fed to be healthy and alert, mentally capable people to run their countries.
We had the opportunity to visit one of the townships, or one of the, actually, to be accurate, one of the squatters' camps. But there were two squatters' camps, and they were right next to each other. And the total figure, one of them had 350,000 squatters, that is, living in little shanty constructions with tin and cardboard and so forth. And the other one had 150,000. We were looking at 500,000 squatters.
Right.
And that's just a small part of that situation.
Just
outside the city of Johannesburg.
Yes. To have children who have known a home, who have had modeled for them a life by an adult who is responsible and God-fearing and who has been educated and who has come to know Christ as Savior, there just cannot possibly be enough within the country, within the continent. And as we said, these children are from many, many different countries in Africa because so many people have streamed to the Golden City to try to find work.
That's
right. So there are children that can go back all over the continent of Africa if we can just keep them and continue to feed and raise and love and nurture them.
Some of the mothers and others that we have met in South Africa from other countries have literally walked the entire distance. In some cases, we're talking about half the length of the continent of Africa. They've walked that far. It has taken months and months
and not on
for them to come to South Africa carrying their babies or coming in a condition of pregnancy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is just almost inconceivable. But that's the attraction of South Africa and in particular Johannesburg. But Johannesburg is not the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that they believe it is when they're sitting there in Congo and the civil war is going on and they're just itching to get out of Congo and go to this, in their minds, this wonderful, wonderful place. It's not wonderful, wonderful.
Well, even I was shocked. I had been there quite a few years before we were there with Door of Hope, and Johannesburg was a thriving city. I mean, yes, it still had its outskirts that and its townships and, you know, its heartbreaks. But it was a thriving city. And when we were there with Door of Hope, that whole area, the beautiful hotel that we had stayed in downtown, because that's where they told us was the safest place to be, was now a flop house. The entire business area where the television stations, the radio stations, the stock exchange, it was a ghost town now. It was all gone. And so that's why it's such a burden for those that are involved with Door of Hope and why we have caught that vision, that it is so important to have this little puddle of hope in this desperate city and area and country and continent of hopelessness. We need these little children to be raised in the nurture of God in Africa to become leaders there. Now, yes, they can come to America. They can be educated here. They can be encouraged to go back to Africa. But it is different. They are perceived differently. They will think differently. And while they will be important to the future of Africa, we have caught the vision from Cheryl and Don Allen and the staff at Door of Hope to keep these children in Africa, to be raised as Africans and to have a heart for changing the future of Africa.
And that's why the Door of Hope Project is so important. It's not just a matter of saving the lives of the babies. It's the opportunity to raise up at least a small group of potential leaders who have, as you said, you called it the fear of the Lord, mm-hmm. embedded in their characters, and who are well-educated and all of that. So it's a critical thing. Honey, describe just briefly the kind of care that these babies get, and when our listeners contribute to this project, what is that money going to provide for these children?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the care is absolutely amazing. Now, first of all, the people of the church have dedicated themselves to be the volunteers here at the church. But they have a paid staff of social work, nurses, but mostly mommy care.
Yeah.
To love. Some of these children come in so desperately neglected that it takes that personal, you know, the mother care of holding that baby 24 hours a day to overcome the stress and the trauma that that child has been through, that bonding to some human being.
It's Compassion Radio partners like you that make it possible for us to bring you the world's great servants, thinkers, authors, and leaders. Thank you for taking the time to contact us and letting us know that you're standing with us in our projects of faith.
My friend, there's something that I know about you. You feel protective toward tiny, innocent, and totally vulnerable babies. In fact, if you were to discover a tiny infant at your doorstep today, you'd do everything in your power to preserve its life. There's something that God has built into you that moves you to want to care for a baby that is certainly dependent on you for its survival and well-being. That protective impulse in you is as natural as breathing. You know, in a very real sense, there is a tiny, innocent, and totally vulnerable baby at your doorstep right now. And I confess, we here at Compassion Radio are responsible for that. That's because Cher and I and our whole Compassion Radio team are advocates for the Door of Hope Project based in Johannesburg, South Africa, that has to date rescued and saved the lives of more than 800 abandoned infants found in garbage dumpsters, storm drains, doorways, and beside the streets and highways of that very large and violent city. Now, one reason that babies' lives have been saved through this project is because Compassion Radio listeners like you recognize the image of God the Creator in those little abandoned infants and contributed the funds to purchase a home in the safer suburban area of the city where a staff of competent Christian caregivers provide everything that these at-risk little ones need to grow strong and thrive. And then they are adopted by Christian families and raised up to serve the Lord in their native land. Think about it. It doesn't get any better than this. Cher and I have walked the violent, drug-infested streets of Johannesburg. We've gone into neighborhoods where white people are shot and killed on sight. We've gathered up abandoned babies in our arms and carried them to safety. And we advanced the money for the purchase of the suburban safe house before this ministry had raised one penny to finance that purchase. That's how much we are committed to this project. We're asking you to help keep the Door of Hope going as it anticipates rescuing more than 1,000 babies and nurturing them into boys and girls who are thriving in their life and their love for Jesus Christ. Your gift will provide the food, the clothing, the shelter, the medical care, the spiritual care to transform a generation in Christ's name. Now, some people say that we shouldn't beg for money, but in this case, they're wrong. I will beg for the life of a baby. So, right now, I am begging you, do what you know you want to do and send your gift of support today. That's who you are. And remember, God will be pleased as you do His work today.
Would you help us save a life today? Just give us a call. 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're on the internet at CompassionRadio.com. We look forward to hearing from you today. And now, back to the broadcast.
One of the babies that we remember so well, Nathan, used to tremble at the sound of automobiles outside the compound, outside this church facility when he first came, because he had been left beside the road and had been badly sunburned. I mean, this was all
It was by
lodged.
A highway. Yeah,
by a highway.
Trucks
this was all
cars.
Lodged in that little infant's brain.
Right. And I took a little one who they could not get to take any nourishment. And I held her 24 hours a day while we were there. And eventually we got her to eat. We even got her to smile. And we got that baby to burp. Yeah. She burped like a truck driver out of this little tiny, probably less than 4-pound baby.
Yeah. Why should our listeners, why should our partners care enough to give in support of this project during this month? Why should they give, honey?
We are in a position to work with God, with what God has ordained, what God has set up, and with what God is doing, to salvage a nation and perhaps a continent. Yes, this is a little tiny spot, but who knows what leader could come out of this?
That's
who
right.
knows what speaker could be raised up that could change the minds and the hearts of a nation? As this has grown into multiple homes that I wish we had time to tell you about, it's not just babies. We have toddler houses now. We have a farm for neglected and HIV children. God is just opening up.
He's blessing it.
Oh,
he's
tremendously. And you can be a part of something that God thought up, God implemented, and God is sustaining.
And it's a privilege to contribute. It's a privilege to be a part of it. I'm telling you, it's one of the most incredible ministries I have ever seen. I highly recommend to you, if God is touching your heart as you listen to this program, if you have a heart for babies, and who doesn't, give your best gift. And give it today. This is a project that I'm telling you, you contribute and you become a part of this Door of Hope family. You can't go wrong. What a great opportunity this is. When our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples to let the little children come to me, he spoke not only as one who loved little children, but also as one who had been a child. This extraordinary project is called the Door of Hope Project. And it's based in the dangerous inner-city slums of Johannesburg, South Africa. During the past year in South Africa, nearly 600,000 people died from AIDS, and some 70,000 of those were innocent little children under the age of 9. Now, I'm telling you these statistics because this AIDS Holocaust in South Africa, and by the way, more than 5 million people are infected with HIV/AIDS there, this Holocaust has produced other tragic consequences for little children and babies throughout the country and in its largest city, Johannesburg. Among those consequences is the tragedy of baby abandonment. Now, what happens is this. Young, impoverished, HIV/AIDS-infected mothers assume that their babies are also infected with the deadly virus. Overwhelmed and distressed by this idea, and with no father or husband at home to share the child-raising responsibilities, mothers, in an act of desperation, dispose of their babies by leaving them right after birth, many of them still alive, in garbage dumpsters or sewers. Imagine that. In the inner city of Johannesburg, on average, more than 30 babies per month are disposed of in this way. Some months it goes as high as 100 babies. Imagine, if you can, an innocent, helpless, totally dependent baby thrown into a dark, airless, filthy, smelly, noxious steel bin filled with waste and garbage. Its muffled cries heard by nobody and left there alone to die. It is unthinkable. My friend, this is exactly what our Door of Hope Project is all about. The Door of Hope Project is a partnership between Compassion Radio and a mission outreach church in the poverty-stricken, crime-ridden heart of Johannesburg that saves the lives of these abandoned babies. A desperate mother can bring her baby to the church, which is surrounded by a high-security wall crowned with razor wire. In the wall, the congregation has cut a hole and attached a hinged door, which swings open to reveal a softly padded steel bin into which a baby can be safely and anonymously deposited. On the door are the words, Door of Hope. Ingeniously, the bin is wired so that the weight of the baby sets off an alarm inside the church, and the baby can be immediately rescued. For several months, each rescued baby is cared for by loving, competent Christian staff members in the church compound so that the baby is accessible should the mother have a change of heart and return to reclaim her child. Now, Compassion Radio, this radio ministry, had the privilege to purchase the first of what are now 3 residential homes for the Door of Hope ministry, as well as Mountain View Farm for HIV/AIDS-infected babies. My friend, this is one of the most needed and most wonderful ministry to children that I know anywhere in all of the world. Just as Jesus said centuries ago, "Let the little children come to me." So now, today, he's urging us to enable abandoned little ones to come to life and to come to him through this Door of Hope project.
Your gift of any size would be such a blessing today. We can't succeed without your faithful prayer and financial support. Friend, will you help us make 2017 the best year of outreach in our 73-year history? Please call today with your gifts, encouragements, and prayer requests at 1-800-868-2478. That's toll-free, 800-868-2478. Or make your gift online at CompassionRadio.com. You can also reach us by writing Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Friend, you make the victories possible. Please contact us today. On behalf of Norm, Cher, Bram, and the team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you again Monday with more Compassion Radio.